Talk sports.
Well, you saw Ed Sheeran. I wonder if Ed cut him a check.
Who?
What's his name? Sheeran?
With John Reed.
Who?
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
How the hell do you say his name?
And Boomer Dangle.
Ed Sheeran.
Sheeran. Sharon. Sharon. Like Sharon?
No, not like.
Well, you know who Sharon. I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, the redhead.
Yeah, that one shouldn't have been in the old system. I set you up on that one, Ben. My bad. I should have deleted that one before. Hour three of the program kicking off live in the Mountain View Chevy studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. Hour left in this show. I'm anticipating not having a voice when I get back on Monday, so Cody, be saving yours to carry us home.
All right.
Next week. Tennessee does play a pretty big basketball game this weekend at home against Texas A&M. How important is this game to you on a scale of 1 to 10?
7. I'll give it a 7.
A 7?
Now that they beat Vanderbilt, you know, because I'm on record of saying Vanderbilt was a bigger game this week.
Uh-huh.
Now that they've gotten the job done, they didn't take that what would have been an ugly loss. I'd really like to see them win Saturday. But I also feel like Texas A&M is really due for an SEC win. And so that makes me really nervous. I'll give it a 7. If they lose, it's not the end of the world.
I will say I feel like 6. If you lose this game, it doesn't hurt you other than falling behind in the SEC standing race. Tournament-wise, this isn't a blow. A win would be nice. But you did kind of right the ship, right, by beating both Kentucky and Vanderbilt. I think you can be afforded to drop this one against a desperate Texas A&M team. Like, some people might look and see, oh, 0-4 in the SEC. Well, they're better than that.
Yeah, they are. And look, I think Tennessee is probably one of the top four teams in the SEC.
Yeah.
But it's going to be one of those years. The conference, like we talked about a couple days ago, I mean, Joe Lunardi right now has 8 SEC teams in the tournament. That's second only to the ACC. Ahead of the Big Ten, head of the Big 12, SEC is a pretty good league. And so it may be one of those years that it's 10-8. Like, I'd like to see them go 11-7 in conference play. To me, that would be dandy.
That's felt like the magic number the last couple of years. 11-7 seems like you could probably get by with going 10-8.
I mean, you can't
maybe
just
with Tennessee's all, you know, if we're looking through the prism of how can we make the tournament 9-9 with what you did in the non-conference, assuming you beat Iowa State, should be enough. But I do think it's a testament to how quickly expectations have changed this season, right? Because before the year, the goal was just make the tournament, correct?
Yes.
That was the goal of everybody. That was the goal of everybody before the year. Let's get in the tournament. I don't care where, just get in. And now it's kind of shifted to seeding and what can you do inside the SEC. And that's a testament to the success of the Vols in the non-conference. And it's a, you know, you played Villanova tough. You played North Carolina to the wire. You should have beaten that North Carolina team. That loss makes me mad. When you see that they're just not that good of a team.
Yeah, kind of the same with Arkansas.
Same as Arkansas, but like right now the goal's deeper than just make the tournament. It's perform well in the SEC. It's get as high a seed as possible. So if you're like playing for, hey, how can we get to a 3 or 4 seed like Will Warren was talking about with us yesterday, then you got to beat Texas A&M. So maybe this game is more important than a 6.
And I think that's what we should strive for, like, as a fan base. You know, like, I don't want to have unreasonable expectations, but I do think Tennessee is one of the best 4 teams in the league right now. So if they're projecting 8 teams in, I'd rather be like maybe the 4th best team than the 7th best team. I don't know if that's fair.
Something I want to see Tennessee do, which I think a lot of people would agree with, is win an SEC tournament in basketball.
Hasn't happened since, what, 79?
Yeah.
70-something?
Like in the modern era, never. You know, you came close against Mississippi State that year, and you choke in the championship.
Pearl won a regular season.
Pearl won a regular season, got to the conference championship, and another one. Got to the championship game and lost to Mississippi State. That's something I would like to see. I don't think that's completely off the table this year. I think Tennessee will go into that tournament having as good of a chance as almost anybody.
Yeah, because this year, Kentucky does not look very good right now. They'll figure it out, but they're not dominant. Like
watching them, like when they struggled, Cody, you saw that they had some really good players.
Mm-hmm.
Like even last year, you knew that that Bam was a physical specimen, right?
Yeah.
Who was their top pick? Did they have a top pick last year? Do they have a guy that went like near the top five?
Can't remember.
I feel like watching them this year, they don't have somebody that you're really watching out for. Like in terms of like NBA draft prospects, do you feel like Kentucky always has a top three, top four guy? I haven't heard about any of them this year. It's about Marvin Bagley. It's about Trae Young. I don't know who Kentucky's would be. So, like, they don't feel like the same Kentucky team, which obviously opens it up. Now, granted, like you said, you still think they're going to be a good basketball team when it comes. They'll have a lot of fans in St. Louis. But right now, Tennessee, you know, you want that double bye. You want to be playing only on Friday.
St. Louis? Is that where the tournament is this year?
Yeah, we talked about that 2 days ago.
We did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I said Atlanta, and he's like, actually, it's in St. Louis. I said Atlanta.
You said Atlanta.
Or I said Nashville.
Yeah.
It's usually in Nashville.
Yeah, right.
Said Nashville, and then you told me it was actually in St. Louis.
I told you that?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that that's true. I don't remember telling you.
Well, no,
you
like people confirmed it in tweets. I don't know if you're reading their tweets or you looked it up on the internet.
Okay.
But you relayed the information to me.
I don't even remember saying it.
It was the day after you drank all those lube tubes. You might have still been fuzzy.
I may have been possessed that day. Well, anyway.
He really doesn't remember telling us it
was
in St.
Louis. No, I don't.
Louis.
I don't. I can't remember anything we talk about. Like, you know how when we sit down after the show, what did we talk about an hour or two? Like, I don't remember.
Like I tried to start writing it down for that reason.
I'm like a goldfish.
And that's
it just goes away.
Goldfish don't have memories?
Nah, they have very short memories.
How do we know that?
I believe the statistic is like up to 3 seconds is what they remember.
Why do we know that?
I used to know one, and he forgot everything. He always forgot. Could never remember where his food bowl was.
Do you want to hear Kentucky's 2017 draft class?
Yeah.
At number 5, De'Aaron Fox. At number 11,
Malik Monk.
Okay, so
Fox was the guy. Okay, Fox and Monk. Okay. And this year, like, find me a projection. Find me a mock draft of 2018, because right now I don't feel like Kentucky has any of the real top guys, which feels different for Kentucky. And they're supposed to have a big recruiting class. I know I'm probably missing somebody, but when I watched them during the game, it didn't seem that way.
And even if they do, like, there's so many years where you go into the tournament and you just know it's Kentucky or Florida. And, like, Florida's playing really well right now, but they've lost some puzzling games this year. I mean, Tennessee feels as good as those teams. Now we'll see what Texas A&M does now with their starters
roster
back.
And it would be the perfect SEC tournament to have in Nashville, because I'd like to go to this, because this might be the best SEC tournament in a long time.
Yeah, like, why is this in St. Louis? I had no idea that was a thing.
Because you're going to feel like there's 8 teams that can have a chance to win it.
According to NBADraft.net,
okay,
mock draft,
okay,
Kevin Knox from Kentucky is supposed to go at number 9 to Cleveland.
And that's the highest one right there?
That's the highest one I can find.
Why didn't they move the damn tournament to St. Louis?
We already talked about this.
I don't. But why?
How are you surprised?
Because has it ever been in St. Louis?
I doubt it. Missouri's
I remember
only it, been in the conference for like 4 or 5 years,
St. Louis is not an SEC town.
It is now that Missouri's in here.
I hate this.
What? You've gotten sad about this 2 times now.
Well, because I like going to it in Nashville. I've been there to cover it twice. I'd like to go back.
We can road trip to St. Louis. It'll be okay.
St. Louis. I haven't been in a long time. I went to Six Flags there when I was like 12. It's been a long time.
No, that's in Atlanta. Six Flags is in Atlanta.
there's a lot of those around. There's one in Dallas, I think. Six Flags over Texas. There's a St. Louis. One out in L.A.
No, the one in L.A. is Disney World or Disneyland.
They got a lot of different things. There's one in Denver. I've been to that one. Six Flags over Denver. It's right by Mile High Stadium.
How many nice rides? You want to tell me more about all the Six Flags you've been to? How many damn Six Flags have you been to?
Just two. I was just thinking of where I know that there are some. Doesn't matter. St. Louis, though, for the SEC tournament, I don't know. I can't get behind it.
I know. You already told me that on Wednesday. Money go. Place to watch the game this weekend, go visit our friends at Hops and Hollers, 937 North Central Street. A Tennessee bar doing Tennessee things. Last night was a trivia night. Now we're here to the weekend. It'll be the place to watch all NFL playoff games. If you want to watch the Falcons take on the Rams, followed by Tennessee taking on Texas A&M if you're not going to the game. And then you got the nightcap, the Titans, taking on the Patriots. Go by and enjoy some cold beer and visit our friends at Hops and Hollers. You're still over here looking. In the break, you said Jessica Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
You threw up Jessica Simpson to me.
Yeah.
As one of your plus-size top fives.
Have you seen her lately?
I have to reject the idea of Jessica Simpson as a plus-size celebrity.
Because you're thinking of the old days? Is that why?
I guess it's a fine line, right? I feel like it's a fine line between, like, aging. I don't know. Like, when she was younger, she was in shape. Now she's getting older, like, and she's not as much of a celebrity anymore. Like, I don't know. I guess I think of them as how we met them type of thing. Right? Like, if you come on the scene as plus size, you'll always be a plus size girl, except like Kelly Clarkson.
I mean, she's been plus size, yeah.
Yeah, she's been there for so long.
Yeah, she's been plus size for a long time.
Is that what we're going to do our power rankings on? Are we going to do this?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
You have your list ready?
That's what I'm hoping for.
I mean, you've been over here scouring the internet for the last hour and a half.
No, I'm still not ready, though.
You've been over here scouring the internet for the last hour and a half looking up girls.
I want to make sure I get a comprehensive list. I don't want to miss anybody.
Trust me, I know. I know. I could tell, by the way, you've been searching for women the last hour and a half.
Well, I knew this was going to be a key part of the show today.
I was ready to move on until I keep looking at your computer, and every time I look, you're looking at plus-size women.
By the way, I think Miranda Lambert's a little overrated.
In terms of looks?
In terms of looks, and she's really not plus-sized. I'm not sure we can include her.
I feel like she was when she busted on the scene. Maybe. But then she lost some weight.
Well, now, like this, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, no, she's not.
Yeah.
She's not. Gotta throw the flag.
All right.
Do you have your list ready?
No.
Oh, you still don't have it ready? Or we're just gonna sit here and listen to you Google?
No, I thought maybe we could. Yeah, I thought we would talk about something else this segment.
Okay, let's postpone it.
I'll be ready at 12:30.
Okay, well, should we just take a commercial break for the next 12 minutes? I mean, because it's the only thing you could think about.
We're not the other station.
It's the only thing you could think about.
The Bills have fired their offensive coordinator.
Okay.
Rick Dennison.
That feels like it makes sense to me. You score 3 points in a playoff game, you should probably fire your offensive coordinator. That makes sense. Both the Bills and the Browns are in pretty good shape. Neither one feel like they have their franchise quarterback. I think Tyrod Taylor's solid. I don't think he's a franchise quarterback. The Bills have 2 first-round picks coming up. They do have some, I guess, some pieces maybe. I don't know. I mean, like, their best player is LeSean McCoy, and he's old.
You think the Browns are in good shape?
They got so many draft picks coming up.
I know, but
and
they
the
never
new GM,
do anything.
That John Dorsey guy, he talks a big game, but it does kind of feel like he could do some good things in Cleveland. They went and hired somebody out of Green Bay's front office that all the NFL people were praising, saying, wow, this guy would never come if this was the same old Browns.
The Browns have got the number one pick.
And the number four
pick. And the number four pick.
And then, like, the first and eighth or something in the second round.
I feel like they should just take 2 quarterbacks. Take one at 1, take another one at 4, hope somebody works out.
I feel like that's a terrible idea.
Yeah. I mean, generally speaking, you would say it is, but, like, they got to get it right at some point, don't they?
Yeah, but, like, can you keep both on the roster?
Yeah.
Every time the other one plays bad, you're going to think you should put the other one in. You're just going to go full Steve Spurrier and do rotating every series?
I mean, you probably go better than 0-16. Like, you got to do something at some point.
Can you refuse a draft selection?
If you're a player?
Yeah.
You have to sit out a year.
Like, if Rosen gets called and then, like, they do call, like, Sam Darnold next, they're like, hey, you want to come be a part of the Browns? He's like,
nope.
No.
Yeah, but you can. You just have to sit out for a year. You just have to sit out and then go back in the draft. And if you're a good quarterback, the Browns will still be picking at the top of the draft so they could take you again.
I mean, as bad as it is, though, you know you're going to get paid. So, like, you're going to go to Cleveland.
You don't take 2 quarterbacks. That's a terrible idea. I've heard it floated out.
Sort of joking.
I know, but I've heard it actually floated out by other people.
That's an actual theory? That they could take 2 quarterbacks?
I was listening to Bill Simmons, and he was suggesting it.
Yeah. I didn't know anyone had even said that.
Most people wouldn't believe it because it's stupid.
Yeah.
When you need as much help as they do. But inevitably, whichever quarterback they draft number one is going to stink.
Yeah, so why not just take 2?
Just ruin 2 quarterbacks' lives?
Maybe 1 works, you know, you improve your chances by 50%.
Well, like the Redskins did that with RG3 and Kirk Cousins, and it kind of worked out. But it was like a 1st and a 4th round type of thing.
Yeah. Well, maybe the Browns do that. But I don't know how deep this quarterback class. I don't know if there's a 4th rounder that's any good.
I thought Baker Mayfield would be that 3rd or 4th rounder, but now I keep seeing him in first round projections. I would not want my team to take Baker Mayfield in the 1st round.
Why not?
Well, A, he's undersized. B, he was in a pass-happy offense or, like, you know, a fun-and-gun type of offense. I don't know how that translates to the NFL. And C, I just don't really like the guy.
Why don't those ever work? Because I always
there's different throws in the NFL. There's not as wide lanes. Like, you have to be able to do other stuff.
Who was it that was it the Chiefs that drafted Mahomes last year?
Yeah.
I've just always wondered. I thought at some point a guy like that would work, you know. But Mayfield, I mean, he is kind of that guy. He's only 6'1". I don't know.
The size doesn't bother me as much. The size doesn't bother me as much because there are some shorter quarterbacks that can make it work.
Carson Wentz, he's pretty short, isn't he?
No, I don't feel like Carson Wentz is one of them. When I think of short quarterbacks, I always think of Drew Brees and Russell Wilson. That's who I think of. Like, Russell Wilson is – Baker Mayfield's a poor man's Russell Wilson.
Yeah, Wentz is 6'5".
Yeah, no, Wentz is a big guy.
For some reason, I was thinking he's like 6'2".
Nope, he's tall. He's good.
Could I interest you in a 4th round Riley Ferguson?
There you go. There you go, Browns. 4th round Riley Ferguson. I could see Riley Ferguson making it in the NFL.
He's 6'3".
Yeah, he's a little bit bigger, but he's still athletic.
He's the last ranked quarterback in the class.
Oh, is he?
Like, according to the CBS.
I thought you were telling me he was projected to go in the 4th round.
No, he, like, according to this CBS draft class, like, by position rank, it'd be
he's the dead last,
the number 9.
Who's right ahead of him? Oh, okay, so he's number 9. Number 9's not okay. I was thinking there were like 25 guys, and he was 25th. So he's like number 9 of like the rated prospects, essentially.
Yeah. Number 160 rank overall.
So that's draft worthy. So he'll get drafted.
I'm still waiting to see Chad Kelly emerge.
I don't even know the three guys ahead of him. Nick Stevens, Colorado State.
That's the guy that I always think is the Nick Stevens from Tennessee that played here like in 08.
Yeah, I remember him.
I always think, oh, is that guy still playing? They're like, no. It's like he was done like 8 years ago. I'm like, oh, okay.
He still got eligibility.
Yeah. Every time I see Colorado State playing, I'm like, oh, Nick Stevens, okay, I've heard of that guy. I don't think he's better than Raleigh Ferguson, but who else?
Logan Woodside.
No clue who that is.
He's San Jose State.
Toledo.
Yeah, it's close.
he's only,
no, it's not.
He's only 60.
Ohio's up here. California's over here.
And then it's same country.
Josh Allen from Wyoming.
Is he number 7 or 6?
Yeah, number 6.
For a while, they were saying Josh Allen was going to be a first overall pick, like saying, and some people even still think that John Elway's in love with the guy.
Yeah, he did not have a good year, if I remember correctly, right?
He was hurt. He was banged up. But, like, whenever I was watching their bowl game, they were all still slobbering over him. And John Elway came to the bowl game just to see him.
They got Chad Kelly. I don't know why he wants another quarterback.
After that, it's all the big names.
Give me how they get them ranked.
From bottom to top?
Just keep going how you're going. Yeah. Who's the fifth-ranked quarterback?
Baker Mayfield.
Okay. Where do they have him, like, projected to go? Like, what number?
It just says.
Or, like, what number prospect, I guess?
Overall 40, position rank 5.
Okay, so that'd be a second-round pick.
Early second.
Sam Darnold's at 4. They've got, Josh Rosen at 3.
Sam Darnold's dropped to 4?
Just my CBS. Jackson.
And Mason Rudolph at the top.
Wait,
at the top.
Who were the top two?
Mason Rudolph and Lamar Jackson are number 1 and number 2 on this thing.
Lamar Jackson.
Mason Rudolph's the one that surprises me. He's like exactly what we're talking about with that pass happy offense. Like, I thought he was going to be.
He's like Mahomes.
Yeah, he's Mahomes without the athletic ability. And I don't think he has anywhere near the arm strength Mahomes had. Like, Mahomes is in that offense. But he didn't get drafted that high because of his stats. He got drafted that high because of, like, his intangibles and his arm strength. I guess not his intangibles, his measurements and his arm strength, his athleticism. Rudolph, number 1?
You remember Graham Harrell?
Yeah.
What did he ever do?
Suck. Any other questions?
He went to the Canadian League. He's now the offensive coordinator for the North Texas Mean Green. Mason Rudolph, that's something.
On the Walter Football draft rankings, Josh Rosen's number 1.
I was going to say, you got to go Rosen at 1, no, don't you?
I'm confused with what CBS was doing there. Yeah, Mason Rudolph's not going to be the first quarterback taken. Well, I mean, the Browns are picking it, so who knows, but I refuse to believe that.
Yeah, on Walter Football, he's all the way down at 7.
Yeah. Where's Riley at on that one?
I haven't seen him yet.
Raleigh isn't on that one?
Oh, he's at number 8.
Okay.
Projected 4th to 6th round. There we go. There we go, Browns.
Yeah.
We're right there. Yeah, like that's not a bad take right there. Or if you're the Green Bay Packers to take a Raleigh Ferguson in the 5th or 6th round and groom him behind Rodgers, like he's, I don't know, Mason Rudolph, number 1. What the hell is CBS doing? That's why we're proud to be a Fox Sports Knoxville affiliate. That's right.
Rudolph, the nation's best quarterback, threw a lot of passes in Stillwater.
All right, let's hear it, Cody.
All righty, here we go. Power ranking plus size celebrities, not including models, as upset as I am about that, because disclaimer here, Ashley Graham's number 1, but she's not included. So, number 5 for me, Kelly Clarkson. She came in plus-sized. She's one of the first major American idols.
Was she number 1? Was she the first American idol?
I think
she was the very first one, right?
Was she the first?
I know they made that movie from Justin to Kelly.
I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure she was number 1.
Since you've been gone.
That's one of her songs, yes.
She's number 5 for me. Number 4, sticking with Amy Schumer. I know she's gross. I hate her, like, poop jokes and her. She's nasty, very vulgar, I know. But you take all that out of it, you get her on a good night, a serious date, she can clean up pretty well. Amy Schumer's a good-looking girl. I'm going Amy at number four. Number three, had to put in one Kardashian. And although I think that Kendall is the best looking Kardashian, she's not plus size. So
I mean, she's not a Kardashian either. She's a Jenner, but.
Well, yeah, technically, but. Oh, hang on. Is Kylie is she plus size?
No, absolutely not.
You can't count Kylie as plus
Who the
size?
Hell thinks Kendall is the best Kardashian?
I do.
What?
She's the prettiest, like, in the face. Nah, you can't go Kylie. Kylie's not plus sized at all. Okay, well.
I'm very confused at thinking Kendall is the most attractive one.
We'll get to that after this.
Okay.
I'll stick with Khloe at number three. Khloe Kardashian.
Kendall is actually pretty. She is very pretty. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll back off. My bad.
Thanks.
I just remember her as a young kid.
I like her.
She's becoming a woman.
More than Kylie, actually.
Okay.
But she.
I'm sorry.
Neither of those are plus sized at all.
No, the opposite.
So,
but
Khloe,
I apologize.
Got to go with
Kendall's
the one.
Very attractive. And she hasn't had all the work done to her yet.
Yet.
You know, like how all the other ones have all the work done to
her? She's natural.
She's pretty natural so far.
Gorgeous. All
right.
Well,
this picture right here with the jeans and tank top.
I'm not going with Kim. I've always thought my entire life Kim was overrated. I'm going with Khloe. Khloe is even more plus sized, and I think she's prettier. So I'm going with Khloe at three. Number two, Adele. Imagine waking up next to Adele, and she sings to you. Just her voice alone makes the fact that she happens to be plus sized is not even the important thing with her. She's a very pretty woman, but her voice alone, she's great. Number one, though, this is one that I almost omitted, and I found a list and I remembered her, Jordan Sparks.
Yeah.
Talking about American Idol winners.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Sparks.
Did she win? I don't think she won. Did she win?
If she didn't, she was like...
She was robbed if
she
didn't.
She got like second. She got pretty far.
In my eyes, she won. Just gorgeous, man. Just gorgeous. Jordan
Did you used
Sparks.
To like Ruben Studdard?
Did I?
Yeah.
Not really. I wouldn't have him on my top five plus size celebrities.
Yeah, Jordan Sparks won the sixth season of American Idol.
Jordan Sparks is gorgeous, man.
Kelly Clarkson.
Her
face. Did Carrie Underwood win the second one?
Yeah, she was early.
The second one?
Did Ruben win the first one before Kelly?
No. Season one was definitely Kelly. Because they made From Justin to Kelly. I feel like Ruben was number two. I feel like Ruben versus, what's his name? Clay Aiken. I feel like that was the second one.
Clay Aiken. All right, so five Kelly, four Amy Schumer, three Khloe, two Adele, one Jordan Sparks for me. And, of course, there is a little asterisk because you wouldn't let me include Ashley Graham.
I used to love Khloe. I used to go to bat for Khloe. And then she pulled that stunt with Lamar, bringing those cameras in as he's on his deathbed.
Mm-hmm.
I had to just boycott her. She doesn't make my list. She doesn't make my list. Number five for me, if we're staying on American Idol, I'll stay here. Jennifer Hudson. She didn't win, but Jennifer Hudson is one of the most talented people that's been on American Idol. Love me some Jennifer Hudson. Dreamgirls? Ugh. She outshines Beyonce in Dreamgirls. Jennifer Hudson makes my list. Maybe it should be a little bit higher, but she comes in at number five. For me, number four, Kyle Tasman, who we had on to talk some sports, to talk NFL, if you want to catch his appearance. Download the podcast or go to foxsportsknoxville.com. He tweeted in, fat Christina Aguilera. Once ex-Tina gained a little weight, she officially became plus size. And she's still as celebrity, doing the voice, all that stuff. I got to include Christina. Number three for me, Adele. Adele, a lot of it is the voice. Although, Cody, I'm a little worried that she almost lost her voice last tour she was on. So I wonder how much she'll actually sing to you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She does seem kind of mean. I mean, she's still writing music about this poor relationship she had when she was, what, 19? Like, give it up, lady. He broke your heart when you were 19. Okay, move on. And she's still making millions off of him. He probably has to hear these stupid songs all the time and think back about it.
Good for her.
Okay, good one. Rolling in the deep. You got me. You had to come back with Hello? Really? Yeah, to say hello. It is a great song. Just leave it alone. Let the wound heal. That's all I'm saying. But she comes in at number three. Number two for me, Jordan Sparks. You hit the nail on the head. And then number one, this is also a submission by Kyle, and I did some more investigating. I know I gave you a hard time for investigating all the women. I just went and investigated one woman, and that's Christina Hendricks, who's from Knoxville.
She is.
And she was in Bad Santa 2, and she was in Mad Men, and she's considered plus size, although she got mad when someone called her a full-figured woman. So she doesn't embrace it. And I do feel kind of like being a plus-size celebrity, you have to kind of embrace it. She doesn't seem like she embraces it, but she's beautiful.
That's a good top three of plus-sized women.
Yeah, and like J. Hud?
Jennifer Hudson, I don't know that you can. Can you include Jennifer Hudson and Christina Aguilera as plus-sized?
Oh, Jennifer Hudson, 100%.
I mean, every photo I'm seeing. Yeah, she's okay. But Christina, I feel like you're thinking of hot Christina.
I'm thinking of fat Christina.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of like my Jessica Simpson. You're thinking of days gone past.
Okay, what is Jessica Simpson on? What is she being a celebrity as a fatty? What is she being a celebrity as?
She's a celebrity,
what
though.
What is she doing? Where's she working at?
I have no idea.
Where's she working at?
I don't know.
Then the celebrity version of Jessica Simpson is thin. Although she did do Weight Watchers. You're right about that. She did do Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
Would you like to put Jessica Simpson on instead? Would you like to take somebody off your top five?
No, I just feel like you're thinking of a different era of Christina Aguilera.
I feel like Christina that's been on The Voice the last 4 or 5 years has gotten pretty chubby.
I feel like you're thinking of Christina Aguilera from 2003.
No, 98.
Exactly.
Young, dirty Christina.
Yeah, even further.
Maybe 2000. Just do that song with Method Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm, Christina.
I'm getting hell for Amy Schumer.
I can't believe you put Amy Schumer out there.
If she cleans up.
The only way you could have made that worse is by putting Lena Dunham on the list.
Oh, God.
That's the only way you could have made it worse.
Oh, no.
That's the only way you could have gotten more criticism.
You can't tell. You can find some.
You're not going to convince me that Amy Schumer is attractive.
Really?
You can find some pictures that are real done up. Real touched up. Find me some casual.
Not even at all attractive?
Again, you can find some modeling pictures. Find me some of her walking around the streets looking attractive.
I mean, she's
got some paparazzi shots.
She's had some shifts from.
Find me some paparazzi shots of her looking attractive.
She's had some.
Not modeling pictures, paparazzi shots.
Here's a paparazzi shot of her on a.
Yeah, I know. It's not very good. Hey, you like what you like. The heart wants what it wants.
Look at that one.
It's a modeling picture touched up.
Does Amy Schumer smoke weed? Probably.
The heart wants what it wants. Let's catch a break. We'll come back. We'll pump the brakes, keep rolling. We'll give you our NFL picks on Bet the Farm. Still a lot to unpack in this last little bit of show. We probably shouldn't have spent so much time talking about plus-size celebrities. Yeah, here we are. This is what we got to do here. Back on the program, Trip Hiller writes in, Talk Sports is talking about Amy Schumer and Lena Dunham. What is happening? I just explained what happened. Cody said he likes Amy Schumer.
It was an accident.
I like Melissa McCarthy. He spent the whole show looking her up. Then we decided to do our power rankings on it. He put Amy Schumer on his list, getting a lot of hate for it, as I told him he would. And then I just wanted to point out that the only way it could have been worse is if he picked Lena Dunham.
I noticed you didn't put Melissa McCarthy on your list.
I have her ahead of Amy.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not in my top five.
At least Kyle was with me on Amy. Not bad. Like, you know, she's I don't know. I don't know if I can save this one.
It's over.
I don't think I can.
Yeah, you blew it.
I tried to save it by saying I meant to type Jessica Simpson in, but I don't know.
Nah, moving on. It's over. Tennessee, Texas A&M, does Tennessee get the win this weekend?
No, I'm actually going with A&M.
Does kind of feel like A&M's going to win this game.
I've just had a feeling like
they just need it more.
Yeah, I hope I'm wrong, but they just went to Rupp and Could have beaten Kentucky. Like,
you had back-to-back emotional wins from Tennessee. You beat Kentucky. You come back, storm back, beat Vanderbilt. Eventually, that kind of runs out. This team needs it more. I do kind of feel like this is a loss. I don't think it's a bad loss, other than the fact that you fall behind in the standings and you disappoint the home crowd after, you know, really getting them excited against after beating Kentucky and Vandy. It does kind of feel like a loss. I hope I'm wrong. If A&M comes out as a 5 or 6 point underdog, I'm taking A&M. In college basketball this weekend, there is another top 20 game. I want to see Trae Young take on TCU. That'll be a fun game. West Virginia, Texas Tech. That'll be fun. Number two, West Virginia heading to Texas Tech on Saturday. So a couple of good matchups if you need something on Saturday to help get you ready for the NFL playoffs. In the SEC, of course, Tennessee takes on Texas A&M. Outside of that, maybe Auburn going to Mississippi State. It's a pretty weak conference schedule this weekend. Alabama-LSU might be the best game outside of Tennessee-Texas A&M. But Tennessee-Texas A&M is the best game in conference this weekend.
I would think so.
As far as NFL picks go, let's get ready to bet the farm.
Vegas, baby! Vegas!
This is like the luck of the Irish, really. I'm not Irish.
We go with sizzle. We go with sizzle.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.
It's time to bet the farm. Brought to you by Sensible Roofing Solutions. You can bet the farm, just don't gamble with your home. Call Sensible Roofing Solutions for your free consultation.
Last week in the NFL and really in the college football game included, underdogs, Cody. 5-0 against the spread. Underdogs cleaned up. Usually that means Vegas wins. The general public likes to back the favorites. They think it's an easy bet. But all four underdogs in the NFL cover, Georgia covers. Will we see more of the same this weekend? I don't know. I do like the underdog in the Atlanta-Philadelphia game. Eagles plus 3. I like the Eagles.
To win?
I like the Eagles to cover the 3.
Okay.
I could see them losing by 1, 2, or 3. If they lose by 3, we'll take our money back. We'll call it a push. If they lose by 1 or 2, we'll cash our check. Now, I also think they have a really good chance of winning, but I'll take the 3 points. I could see a 6-point lead late where Atlanta's driving for a chance to win. Or I could see Philadelphia missing a late field goal to tie or win and continuing the misery of Philadelphia fans. I do like the Eagles. Jacksonville-Pittsburgh. Jacksonville, 7-point dogs, over-under of 41.5. I don't really have a good feel for this game either way. I want to say Jacksonville's a good bet. How do you feel about it?
I don't know. I'm not confident on that one.
On either one? No. Yeah. If anything, I like a two-team teaser on Sunday. I would take Pittsburgh straight up, minus the 1 point, and the Saints plus 11. Like, if you're needing to bet, like Sunday feels like a perfect place for a two-team teaser. Hell, you could probably take Jacksonville plus 13 and have that covered as well. I don't trust Blake Bortles. Didn't trust him at home against the Bills. Sure as hell don't really trust him on the road in Pittsburgh. Big Ben threw 5 picks that game in week 5. Is it a matchup thing? Maybe. Was it just a bad time? Because if you keep in mind, that's when Big Ben was really struggling. He kind of got it going towards the end of the year. I think Pittsburgh wins this game. I'm not sure about how much, so I will tease Pittsburgh and the Saints. But I do also like the Saints plus 5. I do think the Saints can keep that within 4 points.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the one I feel the best about. Is the Saints covering for sure. I think the Saints will beat the Vikings, but I definitely like them to cover. We were on the Saints last week that I think. Didn't we both agree on that one last week?
Yeah, and we lost.
Yeah.
We lost. We got backdoored and then almost beat outright.
Yeah, but I think that this week be a different story because I think the Saints are going to win the game. You think the Saints will win?
I think the Saints cover. If I have to pick who wins the game, I think the Saints win, but I feel a lot better with the 5 points, if that makes sense. This Eagles team's tough, man. Like a Vikings team, excuse me. This Vikings team is tough. I've been picking against them really the last half of the year, and they just keep winning. I keep waiting for Case Keenum to turn back into a pumpkin. Maybe it's this week. Maybe it's the playoff game. I don't know. But I like the Saints to keep it close. I think they win. But, I mean, Minnesota's tough. Minnesota's tough. As far as Tennessee, New England goes. Titans plus 13.5. Seems like a lot of points. Titans showed they can battle back last week against the Chiefs. I think if you fall behind early this game, it's over type of thing. I don't know if the Patriots are going to let you back in like the Chiefs did. Over under a 48. Feels like it would go over. Feels like if the Titans are going to keep it close, they have to score at least 17 points, 20 points.
40 points.
40 points. You thinking a Patriots roll?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like your 41-17 pick. Like, I hope it's, you know, I hope it's not like that. Hope you get to see a good game, but.
32-30, Titans win. 32-30. That's right. So another one-point win.
So definitely going all in on that plus 13, right?
Yeah, all in on the plus 13. If they don't cover the 13, I'm not showing up to work on Monday. I'm going to get a factory job, start making some real money. Pay off these debts. Titans plus 13.5. It's a lock. Money line as well.
Money line, yeah. Why not?
Money line to pay for my trip to Pittsburgh next weekend. Titans are going to the Super Bowl.
Are you going to go to Pittsburgh if they – here's what I've been wondering. Are you going to go to the Super Bowl if they get to the Super Bowl? Because if they beat New England, you're going to Pittsburgh. So next step, I mean, maybe it's a little far out.
On to New England. We're not talking about anything else. We're on to New England. Just New England. We're focused about New England. All right?
All right.
Appreciate Sensible Roofing Solutions for sponsoring Bet the Farm all season. If you're in need of a new roof, look up my friends at Sensible Roofing Solutions. They will come give you an estimate for free. That's right, a free consultation. Real quick, as we finish up this show, let's end every show. Let's end this show like we end every show with some pump the brakes or keep rolling. It's finally Friday. Would you like to go first or second, Cody? I'll give you the choice.
I'll go, I guess.
Okay.
A dive bombing owl. I want to know. This story made me giggle. Officials at a Maine outdoor center are warning skiers to watch out for a, quote, aggressive dive-bombing owl that recently struck a man. Pineland Farms says in a Facebook post that the owl cut the man's head when it attacked, and neither skiers nor trail groomers have seen the aggressive bird since. It is unclear what the owl is so angry about, but he appears to not be a fan of humans. Oh, actually, it says he's protecting a nest near the ski trail. That's why he's so aggressive.
Yeah.
They believe the bird is either a barred owl, or a great horned owl.
Okay. Good deal.
When the owls strike, they are silent, so you will not hear them coming.
An aspiring rapper in Memphis has a unique way to try to get Rick Ross's attention.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Are you familiar with Rick Ross, Cody?
Yes.
Do you know of any business ventures Rick Ross has? Aside from being a rapper.
No.
He owns a bunch of Wingstops.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. He owns a bunch of Wingstops, including a couple in Memphis, I believe. I know he owns at least one in Memphis. I think he owns a couple in Memphis. Well, this aspiring rapper in Memphis decided the best way to get Rick Ross's attention is by robbing Wingstop. He goes in, holds up the Wingstop, says he wanted Rick Ross's attention. I mean,
that should get it.
He's gone viral, right? Like it kind of worked.
Think Rick Ross will bail him out?
I don't know. He got identified. I don't think it's going to work, though. I do not think that that Rick Ross bailed him out.
Yeah.
I don't even know if Rick Ross knows of it. But I'm sure someone called him and said, hey, Rick, Someone robbed the old Wingstop.
I mean, it's going to get his attention, I would think.
I don't know if it'll get him a deal, though, unless his bars are tight. But if it does, at least he's got something to rap about now.
I robbed true grind. Rick Ross's Wingstop. Took all of the wings. What did he rob? What did he take? Does it mention that?
Just said he
money or because I'm taking some wings if I go, you know.
You want the wings more than money?
No, I'd rather have the money, but while I'm there, like, probably gonna take
throw
some wings.
50 barbecue in the bag too.
Yeah, on top of the cash.
Throw some carrots and ranch all over it too. You got ranch all over your money.
Oh yeah.
Well, that'll do it for us today. Ben Lee, good job this week. Cody, good luck clearing your Google search from all the plus-size women that you had. I'm headed off to Atlanta and then New England. Wish me luck, boys.
Good luck.
Good luck, John.
Thank you, Ben. Ben knows. Clay Travis, Outkick the Coverage. Up next, Russell Smith, the Drive Guys, live from National RX in Farragut. Go by and see them. And Overtime with Brandon Work from 6 to 8. It's been a fun week. Let's keep this train rolling. Titans, tighten up! 32-31. Big win. End of an era. Tom Brady's going down. Oh, Belichick headed to New York. Coach the Giants. Tom Brady, going to be sad. Overrated. System quarterback.